And it's just about 11 o'clock. No, it isn't 11 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock on Friday morning. It's KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. And at 9 o'clock on Friday morning, usually means it's time for Open Mic Radio. And it is again today. I started out now with one from my featured guest again this week, Mr. Rob Lampe.
Thank you.
All righty. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, August 21st, in the year 2020. Coming to you high up in the Dalton Building from lovely downtown Columbia, Missouri. Glad to be back in the studio and on the air live again with you. And try to do it every week here on Open Mic Radio. We feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands and hear a bunch of their songs. And my name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here. I hope you're listening over the traditional airwaves, but maybe you're doing it worldwide over the internet. Actually, I don't care which way you listen. Either way, we are available, 89.5 on the dial and streaming all around this crazy place at www.kopn.org. Hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the show, and I wish you all well and hope you're all doing okay this week and looking forward to the weekend. Lovely summer morning today in mid-Missouri. Amazing how beautiful it's been for the last few days. It actually feels like fall to me. But I don't know. Sure enjoying it. Hope you are too. Looks like it's going to be nice for the weekend and into next week. So anyway, enjoy this amazing weather and do something cool outside. All right? Okay. Hope you enjoy the weekend. And let's make it a good one. All right. This morning, great show lined up for you. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the live music that's happening this weekend. There's a little bit going on. But I had such a good conversation and more material to visit about with Rob Lampe that I decided that we'll do that again this week. And we sort of lost Rob a little bit early last week due to some technical issues. And I've actually got a couple of things that I need to do to get my act together here. So this morning we will once again be featuring the music of Rob Lampe and some of the projects that he's been involved with. He has been involved with a bunch of them. And we're going to hear one right now from one that he did with Dave and Dino and the Roadkill Orchestra. And Rob's going to have to tell us when we get back what the song title is, because I've got all my info about the bands, but somehow I lost the titles of these songs. So anyway, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Check me out on the web at mikehagan.com. You can get the podcast for this show. And, of course, streaming once again at kopn.org. Here is one from Dave and Dino's Roadkill Orchestra.
Town you can't seem to find anywhere else. Like a hippie sitting there on his porch, he's a-talking to himself. He's got a diaper on his forehead, he's got a 45 in his thong. Listen to the radio, he's talking to God, it's a Christian advice show. Other side of town, he used to be the mayor, but the mayor lives two doors down. Before he was a mayor, he crawled up the riverbank and thinks he discovered this town. He owns a store and a whole lot more, but a couple of buildings burned down. No, they say it happens that way, there ain't no accidental fires in town. It says 29 on the population sign, but I know there's more than that. 10 people living in a six-room house weren't here when they painted that. It ain't too pretty or fancy, it's kind of rough like a chewed up bone. Little bitty town at the bottom of the hill is place that I call home. Sometimes, like last Friday, there's disagreement about right and wrong. Errant backhoes and pickup trucks, they're blocking Sycamore and Elm. If the cops get called here more than once, well, someone's going to jail. Can't take care of your own shit here, nobody damn sure else will. It says 29 on my population sign, I know there's more than that. 10 people living in a six-room house weren't here when they painted that. It ain't too pretty or fancy, it's kinda rough like a chewed up bone. Little bitty town at the bottom of the hill, this place that I call home. Thank you. October, come along Saturday night, have a big old party, you ain't invited here to fight. Cause the river's just there across the railroad tracks and it always flows downstream. Get in there, you'll never be found, I think you know what I mean. It says 29 on the population sign, I know there's more than that. 10 people living in a 6-room house weren't here when they painted that. It ain't too pretty or fancy, it's kinda rough like a chewed up bone. Little bitty town at the bottom of the hill, this place that I call home. Oh, it's a little bitty town at the bottom of the hill, this place that I call home.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Now y'all go home, you hear?
All right, there's one for you, and I was going to say it's Dave and Dino in the Roadkill Orchestra, but I'm going to have Rob correct me because I've already been corrected once. I think that's J14MO. Is that right, Mr. Rob Lampe?
I think that's right, yes.
Well, Mr. Durnley kindly corrected me on that one. I didn't have that written on my list here, but why don't you tell me a little bit about that song? First, let's say hi to Rob Lampe, and thanks for being back on the program this morning. We got cut off a little bit short last week, and we've still got plenty to talk about and some music to play, so I appreciate you coming back and doing it again.
Yeah, well, J14MO, yeah, it's all, those are the, and I think it might say something else on there too, like 29 or something like that. but it's the coordinates on the map if you look at Missouri, I guess.
Uh-huh.
For Lupus, Missouri. So those are the map coordinates for Lupus, Missouri.
Wow. So I'm sure that you have some lupus stories.
You know, I'm a Colombian, so I'd only go to Lupus like mostly once a year for the big bash, and
right,
and I did that many, many times with many different bands.
And that started off primarily as the Chili Festival, right?
The Chili Fest, yeah, which got canceled. Then I don't know if they're going to ever revive it. Who knows? Maybe live music will never be revived. I hope not.
Boy, it's been a difficult run for sure, and. I can't see the future of that one. I hope that we definitely can, but you know, we'll see what happens here. So,
but yeah, the Lupus Chili Fest was just notorious, and
yeah,
I don't know if I should say too much about other than that because it was pretty pretty raucous affair. I mean, yeah, generally pretty calm. I mean, people were imbibing in a few things quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. But real good music. We can say that about it for sure.
It was always wonderful music. You could go from venue to venue. There were about 4 or 5 stages, and every one of them had great local acts. Everyone donated their time. It was just a great party out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so tell me a little bit about J14MO2957, and what was the difference makeup-wise between that band and Dave and Dino? Because I definitely hear some similar voices in there.
That was Dave and Dino.
Right, but so, that was the name of the song. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, see how sharp I am this morning? I was thinking that Dave was telling, in fact, Dave sent me a note and said, that's J14MO. And I was thinking that there was another project that you had called J14MO, and that I had missed it, and that's what it was. Okay,
now,
there you
now
go.
That mix you have there is short. Well, I think we did add Laura later to that track, but mm-hmm. I couldn't find that one amongst my pile of junk. So you got sort of a, that's the mix without Laura. I don't think Laura, we mixed that before Laura joined the band.
Okay. And then you added some fiddle later down
then,
the road.
Then
huh?
They added her later, and I couldn't find that track, so you got that one. So it's short. Yeah. who's on that track? I don't know if I can really remember.
Well,
but anyway,
you were for sure playing some nice guitar.
That was me on Lap Steel, and I like that song. I know Dino liked it, so it was one of Dino's favorites.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
So,
all right, let's talk about the first song though that I opened the show with. It's called the G Space, and it's one that was that recently recorded? Because it's beautiful and it's a very different sort of style than some of the other stuff that we were playing last week. Very contemplative and wonderful guitar playing with a couple of different instruments in there. Can you tell me a little bit about that and when you did it and how you record and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, that was done in my basement, in my little basement studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I played guitar. That's a nylon string guitar that I'm playing. The sort of backing track.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's on the other track is me playing dobro. So yeah. I get to play with myself there.
Well, I was going to say that I almost called it the G spot.
it's a play on word. It's a play on words. But it's my dobro is tuned to open G chord.
Uh huh. All right, so the G space, very nicely done. Your Freudian slip is showing there.
Yeah.
And how long ago did you record that, Rob?
I think it's around last October.
Yeah, relatively recent. Do you do a lot of recording at your own at your home studio there?
Yeah. So that's about all I do for fun anymore. play here. I've got friends that come over. Mark Risch will come over, and he's been doing some recording with me. And Tom Latta and John Schneller, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still cranking out some stuff down there. Maybe in the future you'll have us back with some of that stuff.
Yeah, it'd be great. What, let's see, I'm looking at the makeup of the Roadkill Orchestra, and we talked about that a little bit last week. Laura plays the violin, or I guess you call it a fiddle in that situation, right?
Yeah, I guess so. She's classically trained, though.
Right, right. And Heather playing the washboard and doing some backup vocals on that track, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe
Was Josh with the band yet? I'm not sure that I heard much bass in that last one.
I don't think so. I took a hiatus from them when I went up to Minnesota to take care of my dad for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we recorded that version before I left for Minnesota.
Huh.
And then while I was in Minnesota, that's when we added Heather, Laura, and Josh.
All right. Okay.
That's when they added Heather, Laura, and Josh. So I came back to the band. And they graciously let me back in. So
it's cool.
Then we proceeded from there.
Yeah, when you write a song like the one that you did in October that we just played, the G Space, is that a one time sit down and knock it out, or do you record a few different takes, and then of course you have to. If you're doing different tracks, I'd like to know a little bit about how you do the technical side of it, mixing and just kind of producing the thing.
I am technically a moron, so you know if I can, you just got the straight ahead tracks. You know, I just lay down a track and then lay down another track next to it. I can manage that, but as far as any intricate mixing or mastering or anything like that, I am really bad at all that. So,
well, it's a good thing you're a good player, because that sounded remarkably good for
just straight ahead, no overdubs or anything like that.
Fantastic.
You know, or kind of if there's mistakes in there, there's mistakes in there. You know.
Well, my ear's decent, and I didn't hear much that I didn't like. I can tell you that much. How do you keep your skills up? I guess you said these days you haven't been doing much else but playing guitar, but do you have any kind of like a practice routine or something like that, or is it just you're playing all the time so you just always stay sharp?
Yeah, I definitely don't have a regimen, so it's just when I feel like it, I do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. I want to play another one from the Hillary Scott Band, and it is the seventh track on the compilation that you gave me. I don't know what the name of it is. You can tell me afterwards if
I don't know what it is right now either.
Yeah, we'll talk about that afterwards. But anyway, a little bit more about the Hillary Scott Band and how you got involved with that project. I forget if we talked too much about it last week, because there were a bunch of cool folks in that band who are, you know, Bill Adams. I think we talked a little bit about Bill, but he used to do some radio back here. We talked about Blue Plate Special, Mike Robertson playing the bass, and he's been involved in a bunch of different projects. You on the lap steel and playing some straight guitar. Who was Matt Griffin?
Matt was our harmonica player.
Hmm.
And everyone called him Griff, and he's just a wonderful soul. He's from Jeff City. He lives down in Jeff City now. I know he's been involved heavily with the blues jams down there.
Uh-huh.
But one of the best harmonica players you'll ever hear. He's just top-notch.
Awesome. And what about Mike Bielski?
Mike Bielski was Hillary's husband at the time.
Is that right?
Yes. They were married. That's when I met him. He played djembe, and the band had kind of a big turnabout when they decided to separate. So, but I don't think we really have anything from after that, or you don't at least.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a little bit. The band went through some. Well, then Hillary moved to St. Louis. Got involved with some musicians there, and then she's now living in Washington. So,
what's do you have any idea what she's doing these days? Is she still active in the music scene, or is she playing with a band, or is she solo, or is she out of the thing?
Well, her new husband are living out there, right on the sound. It's sort of south part of the sound, so it's almost like a river, except it's really the ocean.
Cool.
You know, and they're out in the woods. I've been out to visit them a couple of times, and it's just gorgeous place to live.
Wow.
They really got, and Hillary's now teaching high school, I think. And so she's not concentrating on her music career like she was, but I think she's sort of continuing it. I know she was somewhat. A couple years back, I went on tour with her, we started out in the Midwest and went as far as Los Angeles, and then came up through Phoenix, and we made no money.
Yeah, isn't that the way it goes sometimes on the road?
Yeah, we definitely spent more than we made. That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes sometimes. All right, well, let's take a break here, Rob, and we'll hear one from you and the Hillary Scott Band, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more, okay?
Okey-doke.
All right, everybody, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, streaming on the web at kopn.org. And here is one from the Hillary Scott Band featuring Rob Lampe.
Stick around.
All right, there you go. There's a great one from the Hillary Scott Band featuring Mr. Rob Lampy on the guitar. Rob, what was the name of that one?
What was the name of that? That was You Electrify Me.
You Electrify Me. Yeah, that one's great. Yeah, now I get you on the harmonica. That was a nice little bit of harmonica playing from Matt Griffin.
And I have no solos in that, so I'm not really featured in that tune. But the reason I put it on there was that those were tunes we got from Lee Ruth, and Lee Ruth's version was, I don't want to criticize Lee at all, because I love Lee, he is incredible, but this is not a criticism, but it was a slow song. It was like, it was plodding along, and we were learning it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, you guys, I said to the band, you know, we could do something with this song. Let's
pick this one up a little bit, huh?
Let's try picking it up.
So, well,
I mean, after all, it's You Electrify Me, you know. Yeah,
I get it. Well, and I like what you guys did with it, and I'd like to hear the original from Lee. I've invited Lee to come on the show. I hope that he does sometime. He's a really interesting fellow, and he's been involved down here at KOPN for many, many years, and a great iconic, actually, local musician, you know, and written so many songs and played with so many people over all the years. What's your relationship with Lee?
Well, Lee and I know each other mostly from he taught guitar at Crazy Music for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at Crazy Music for many, many years.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so whenever I walk past his studio or something, we had a little game where we'd give each other nasty faces. So whenever Lee and I see each other, we give each other dirty looks.
That's great. Hey, Rob, let me take a second here to say that this program is brought to you, all of us, by listener support and a donation from Quantum Wireless Services. Serving Mid-Missouri since 2012, Quantum Wireless Internet provides internet, television, and phone services to residential and business customers. More information is available at quantumwirelessinternet.com or by calling 573-256-1166. Quantum Wireless Internet, a connection to the digital world. All right, and also, before we get too deeply back into our conversation, let's chat quickly about what's happening, because there are a couple shows around town, and I imagine that you're familiar with some of the people that are performing with them, so we'll chat a little bit about that. Not much to talk about, but there are a couple of events at Rose out in Forest Rose Park tonight and tomorrow. This evening, for Happy Hour, you've got Flyover Country and Primitive Soul. That is a 5 o'clock door opening and shows at 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow, the 22nd, we've got the Mighty Pines at Rose Park. Fantastic bluegrass band out of St. Louis. Anyway, Flyover Country, I don't know exactly who's in that gang, but I'm pretty familiar with some of the guys in Primitive Soul. What's your thoughts on any of those guys?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure who's in Primitive Soul right now. I think that's Bruce Barklew. Is that right?
Yeah, Bruce is in it, but isn't Pete Skolka still?
Pete Skolka has been. I don't know if he's. I haven't seen him in a while. I think he has. And then who's the other guitar player?
Hennessy?
No. Really nice guy. God dang, I'm just blanking. God dang it.
Someone will send it to me in my. Someone will text it to me probably in the next 30 seconds.
Quiz.
Oh, yeah.
So I know he's part of them.
Well, and you're right. They do kind of change up the makeup of that band now and again. So it'll be interesting to see who's on the stage with Primitive Soul. Are you familiar with the band Flyover Country?
Never heard of them.
Yeah, I mean, they play often enough out there at Rose, and they have been for a couple of years. I'm real good at describing them. But anyway, both those bands are going to do it outside tonight at Rose Park. Once again, doors at 5 and the show's at 6. That's a $5 show. And it will be lovely out there, though, tonight. The weather's been so awesome, and so I'm sure this evening down there at Rose Park will be really nice.
Yeah, it's supposed to heat back up, so... This is the last one, I think.
Is it really? I was hoping that it'd stay like this until, like, I don't know, Christmas.
Yeah, yesterday was just the perfect day. You could keep doing those for most of the year for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the Mighty Pines out of St. Louis, they're fantastic. I saw them at, I guess it was 2 years ago at the Roots and Blues Festival, and they are continuing to build a following and really making good music. They got really cool harmonies and pretty well instrumented. They're very good players, and yeah, they're originally out of St. Louis, and they've got a reasonably new record. I don't know how new it is, but it's called Late Last Night, and it was produced by one of the guys involved with Los Lobos, I think. So anyway, the Mighty Pines. Yeah, that's tomorrow night at Rose. That might be worth checking out if you're up for it, folks out there. And then Sunday, there's actually a show as well at Rose. I didn't realize there were three in a row here. One Way Traffic which is a group of young bluegrass players that are very, very good as well. And that's happening at Rose Park. Again, 5 o'clock doors, 6 o'clock show on Sunday. That show with the Mighty Pines is at 7, actually. 6 o'clock doors on Saturday with the show at 7 o'clock. And that's a $10 show. So, all right, that's about all I know. I think there is some music happening at the dive bar outside on their patio / volleyball court out there off of just off college on the business loop, and they've been doing some music on the weekends as well, so check that out if you like. All right, Rob, we've got a couple other ones that I want to talk about here. We didn't get to the band LFINO, which of course if you say it fast is LFINO. LFINO, tell me a little bit about that project, and then we're going to play a song or two from there.
That band was a morphing from a previous band called Partners in Crime, which was when I came back from Minnesota. When I came back from Portland, I went out to Portland with Blue Steel to we were going to raid the West Coast and become famous.
Of course.
And we left here as a band and went out to Portland. The Blue Steel did, and then we proceeded to piss each other off, and I came back to Columbia. My daughter was still living here, and I needed to fess up to fatherly responsibilities, which I had kind of been avoiding, other than sending some money back. But so I came back to Columbia to be with them, mostly to, I might have been become a permanent Portland resident, but I came back here to be with my daughter, which is funny because now she lives in Portland. But anyway, when I got back here, this guy, I was at a blues jam, which one of the first nights I got back, I went to a blues jam, and I think Sean Hennessy was like hosting it or something. And I remember, He came over and talked to me, and he said, "Are you going to play?" And I said, "No, I didn't bring any gear." And he just says, "Well, go up and play mine." and I was, that just really touched me that he, you know, just let me play his guitar. You know, most, a lot of people are like, "Oh, yeah, I can't play my guitar."
That's right. You know? People are pretty, pretty tight with their guitars. Yeah.
Just said, "Go up and play mine," you know, and so kudos to Sean.
Yeah. Yeah.
That always left an impression on me.
Well, he's a hell of a player, too.
Oh, man. Yeah. So what were we talking about?
We were talking about LFINO.
LFINO.
I don't see anyone from Blue Steel in there other than you, though.
No. LFINO morphed out of the band. I got...
Oh, after Blue Steel.
Yeah. At that blues session, a guy walked up to me and said, "Hey, I got this band. You are you interested?" And I, sure, I'm not doing anything. So that was a band called Partners in Crime, and okay. It was strictly a cover band, which I had never been in. I'd always been like into original music.
Right,
so,
right.
So I learned to play, you know, Bob Seger and crap like that. A lot of Bob Seger writes a good song, you know.
I'm just laughing.
But, you know, it's tried and true.
Right,
you know, and
right.
I'm just kind of... So we did a lot of Fleetwood Mac and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but we didn't do anything original. And so then we got this guy later on. That band went through so many iterations. Partners in Crime did. We had like a revolving cast. The only guy, Mark Lavender, who was kind of the leader of the band, and I were the only two that I can remember were constant. Alan Loshbaugh was in the band for a while. Mark pissed him off, and and he left in the middle of a gig. He said it's the only time he's left in the middle of a gig.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, I want to play one. There was a song, I think, called Workin', Was that one that Elefino did, correct?
Yes, that was recorded at live at the Big 12 Bar and Grill.
No kidding. All right, well, I'm not sure exactly which track it is, so I'm going to keep you on the air here, and we're going to figure out which one it is, and then we'll start it from scratch. Okay, so hold on. Tell me if this one is it.
Nope.
Okay, that's not it.
You played that last week.
Did I? Was that? Oh, that was still Hillary, right?
Well, that was a John.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That was my team with John.
Then maybe this one is you and John too. Let's see what this one is. That's you and John again.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right. We're gonna make it to this one here.
Here it is.
Is that it? All right. Here we go. Elefino, and this song is called "Working." All right, buddy, we'll be back in a minute. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Thank you. way. Now he's paying off his learning fees by working down in a factory. Work, 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 work.
Yeah, let's drag it out. Yeah, Rob, drag it out. Yeah, dude, that was fantastic. That's what I like, a nice 7-minute jam. I haven't had one of those in a long time. Awesome.
Sorry I drug it out so long.
No, I love it. I'm not kidding. I thought it was fantastic. That is great stuff. And that was Elefino,
yeah.
A song called Working, and that was written by my guest today, Rob Lampe. Rob, where was that again? What's that?
And I sung it.
Oh, did you sing that as well? Wow.
I was the lead vocalist, which is rare.
Right. I know you don't like to sing that much. I thought it sounded great.
Yeah.
What? Where was that recorded again? You mentioned it before the song, but I forgot.
It was the Big 12 Bar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're around anymore.
I don't know. Is that the one that's over on...
There, you know?
9th Street at like Elm?
No. No, they south of town.
Oh, like by Peachtree over there is where they were.
Yeah, kind of in that area.
Yeah, I remember. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't. There's a lot of changes for sure, and these days more than ever. What? How long did Elefino stay together?
We were together maybe 4 or 5 years until Derek, our lead singer, who was singing backup on that.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Sprint, and he got. They wanted to go move to Florida, so he took off for Florida. I haven't heard a word from him since.
Interesting. Yeah. Steve Cross having some fun on the bass on that song.
Steve Cross is around. Him and I are in contact, and we've been jamming a little now and again. And Steve Moeller keeps threatening. He's you can see him at the farmer's market with selling honey.
Yeah. All right. And he was playing the drums, I guess, right?
Yes, and he was with one of those blues bands that was around after Elefino. He was playing in town here with one of the blues bands that they won like a state competition in the blues thing. And
cool.
What was that guy's? I can't remember everybody's names.
Right. Hey, let's say hello. There's a bunch of people listening online. I can see. I don't know who's, you know, you can see who's listening online. Well, you can't see who they are, but you can see, you know, places on the map where people are listening from. You can never tell who's listening on the traditional radio, on the airwaves. I don't know how they really manage to tell how many people are listening in that particular media. But on the internet, when people are listening online, you can see it on a map. You can see little dots all over the map. And there's a bunch of dots all over the map this morning. So hello to everybody out there. And
my wife managed to, I think, tell everybody that she's a good Facebook. I don't even get on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know my password anymore.
Good. I don't do Facebook either.
So,
but a lot of people do, and it's
sure. Yeah, my wife does. So I think she told everybody. So maybe friends from all over are listening.
Yeah, I don't know. There's certainly a bunch of people listening, and all over the country, not just here in our neck of the woods. So hello to everybody out there, and a special hello to my mom listening up there in the Chicago area, and to my girl Debbie coming for a visit this weekend. Be safe out there, baby. And looks like gonna be a fun weekend here in town, and hopefully for everybody else out there. All right, let's talk a little bit more. You had one other project that I want to talk about, and we'll have time for one more song on the way out here. But that was a project called SRE that involved John Schneller, Greg Miller once again, Jim Hellman, you playing guitar and doing a little singing, and Jesse James back on the drums like we had in Blue Steel.
Right.
Well, tell me a little bit about that project. What was SRE? What did that stand for?
Well, I'll...
Or can you say it on the air?
When anyone would ask us before, we would make something up, like, you know, the sound revolution evolves or something, you know, whatever we could think of.
Right.
But off the top of our... Which I just thought of something off the top of my head right there. You know, just whatever the three letters, we can make them stand for something. This is the big reveal, never revealed before. It's okay, the band is no longer around, but just say the word, the letters fast.
SRE.
SRE.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, it's
sorry.
An apology.
Oh.
It's an apology, Mike.
Oh. All right, well, that's a nice setup for one of our songs. Sorry. And how long were you guys together? And I know John's still around town. He was a longtime Mizzou editor at the paper, and again, a lot of familiar names there.
John was our principal writer, although Greg wrote a number of tunes, and I wrote a number of tunes. So we were pretty much, you know, we were probably 60 original, 40 covers, you know, something like that. And I bet we were around for a good 10 years, you know.
Nice. Amazing.
We were one of those kind of, we didn't really sound like the Grateful Dead, but it was definitely a jam band, you know.
Yeah.
And we just had all kinds of fun. John Schneller and I are the only two living members from that band.
Wow.
So,
well, let's keep it that way.
Yeah, I hope to stay here for a while.
All right. Well, I hope
you never know.
That's right. You don't know, Rob, but I hope you do too. And we're gonna have to wrap it up there. It's been a pleasure speaking with you again, and thank you so much for sharing all your great stories and all this music. And we'll roll out of here with one more from SRE. What are you gonna do this weekend? You got something fun planned?
Hang out at the house.
Yeah.
Maybe go to some of those shows.
I'm going to try to do Rose. I haven't been out much, but I am going to try to do Rose on Saturday
either.
For that
I've
Mighty Pine show.
To go out.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I want to thank you. You guys at KOPN are just the greatest. I listen to KOPN. It's like on at my house constantly. I live for KOPN. Well, I don't know if I live for it. I live with it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I'm proud and happy to be a part of it here. That's a wonderful group of people that are involved here for sure.
I'm so thankful that you guys are there.
All right, my friend, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okie dokie.
All right, everybody.
Nice to meet you and hang out with you for this time.
Yeah, you bet, man. I'll talk to you again.
Okay.
All right, bye, Rob.
Bye bye.
All right, Mr. Rob Lampe, and it's been a pleasure. It's Mike, and you've been listening to Radio Orbit. No, you've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We're going to get out of here with one from SRE. We might have to clip it a little bit short, and stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts in just a few minutes. Back at you next week with the Daves, who will be performing next Friday, I believe, out at Rose Park as well. So we'll catch you all then. Have a safe week, and take care of yourselves.
She didn't feel any pain. Now Dead Man's Curve is all aglow, the little white cross by the side of the road. She was queen of the prom, star of the show. Met her first boyfriend at the rodeo. It's a little tin flag and a mylar bow on her little white cross by the side of the road. of stones, piled around a heart of gold. There's nothing to touch but a room full of clothes and that little white cross by the side of the road. Yellow bus full of kids rolls by.